Sox broadcast. It's Sean McDonough. How you doing, Sean?
Well, I'm very excited. I assume TikTok Jewelers is going to send me a nice watch or something, right, for coming on with you guys here today?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to get
very exciting. I'm doing well. How are you guys doing? Good to be back on with you again.
Excited to have you on. Off the bat, before we even get to baseball, you heard all this Tom Brady stuff. Yeah, he's in the news.
Really?
What do you make of all these rumors and speculation? And he's coming back. He's leaving. Giants, Titans, Colts. What do you make of all this stuff?
Well, it's hard to know. I don't think anybody really knows. Maybe Tom hasn't even made up his mind yet. You know, it does feel to me like there's more and more speculation from those who are closer to it that he's likely not to be back. Yeah, I think, you know, if after this much time, after two decades here, you know, if his mindset was really, you know, there's no way I could leave, then they'd find a way to get it done and make sure that he stayed. So I think it's at least a decent possibility that he leaves, which I think would be obviously a real disappointment to all those of us who would like to see him spend his whole career as a Patriot.
Well, Sean, I mean, you've obviously met Brady while doing Monday Night Football, I'm sure. How transparent is he, or is he kind of a very guarded guy? He comes across to me that way anyway.
Yeah, I think he's guarded with the larger media. You know, I've got to know him a little bit socially, and you know, we played golf together a couple times. I know that sounds like a name drop, and I really hate that I even say stuff like that, but I'm just trying to answer your question honestly. And I played golf with his dad a few times, and you know, I think he's a really good and honest guy. You know, my sense would be, you know, he wants to, you know, I think more than anything else, he's a competitor. When you play golf with him, you see, I remember we were playing in South Carolina years ago, and he was playing great, and we were with a bunch of guys, and on the 17th hole, he missed a putt, and he yelled. Like, he was really mad. I said, "Hey, you're playing great." And he said, "Well, if I made that putt and birdied 18, I would shoot in the 60s."
Oh,
I mean, you know, so even in a, you know, hacking around with a bunch of guys golf thing, you know, he was ultra competitive. So, yeah, I think, I would imagine part of his reluctance to commit to stay here is he wants to make sure that they continue to have the kind of team that'll give him a chance to win. I mean, I can't see him leaving here and going someplace where they have a bad team. You know, he's running out of time in his career. He's at the very end. So knowing how competitive he is, I think as much as anything, wanting to win would be at the top of the priority list.
Sean, when you go through pre-football meetings, you know, weekly meetings with guys, who are your favorite personalities to get to know when you were doing football so much?
At the NFL level?
Yeah.
You know, most of the guys were great. You know, the teams tend to give you the best talkers, you know, they're not only the best players, but it tends to be a combination of the best talkers and the best players. It was, you know, Tom would certainly be high on the list. You know, it'd be hard to, I'd have to think about that, I guess, to give you a more thoughtful answer. But that was a great part of the experience for me, was just getting to sit in meetings with these guys and see how they think and what their personalities are like. You know, it was a wide variety in terms of the coaches. You know, some guys were very engaged and helpful in providing information, and other guys were pretty guarded, and you could tell when they walked in the room, they just wanted to get out of the room.
Sean McDonough joining us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. So last year, moving to baseball, we got a sample of you doing Red Sox games again. You did a handful, but not all of them. You're going to be more involved this year, we understand. Are you doing every game on our station this year?
I am not. The time does not permit that, and you know, if I wasn't doing so many events for ESPN in the college football and college basketball season, and now we're adding more golf. You know, ESPN is adding the PGA Championship this coming May, and I'm excited to be a part of that coverage on the television side. So last year, to answer your question, I did 32 Red Sox games on the radio network and really enjoyed it. I knew that it would be fun. That's the reason I signed up to do it. So I'm going to come back, and I think this year the number will be about 40. It'll be a few more. Grateful to the Red Sox and the WEI folks for inviting me back, and really looking forward to it. Hoping they have a season that I guess is going to be surprisingly good to many, since I think after the Mookie Betts trade, expectations are not all that high around New England.
So is it always going to be Joe and one other person? Are we ever going to get the four-person booth that we heard about potentially a couple years ago, where it's you, Joe, Lou Maloney, somebody else?
Well, last year we pretty much did that. I mean, there were a number of nights that Joe, Lou, and I did the game, and then Will Fleming was there to do the updates.
Yeah.
And, you know, to me that felt like a four-man booth because, you know, Will, we tried to include Will. He didn't just pop in on the innings when he was doing updates. You know, he felt free to chime in when he had something to add, and he has a lot to add. You know, I think he's a terrific broadcaster. I know he's going to be much more involved on the play-by-play side this year. I think that's a great thing. You know, and he's super smart, loves baseball, knows all the, follows it very, very closely. You know, he was a big help to me, really, because he followed it more closely than I did. There were a lot of times things would come up. I didn't know what the answer was. He'd turn around and Will would have the answer. So I think there'll be a lot of that. You know, I think we had great by-play last year. You know, there was great chemistry. You know, we all like each other a lot, and I think that comes across. And it's one of the reasons why I'm looking forward to doing it again, because, you know, Joe and Lou and Will are all great guys.
You know, Sean, our partner here, Rich, does baseball play-by-play. How can we get an inning for him?
Oh, stop.
Is that maybe the Baltimore
Oh, come on
did?
Down.
Yeah, you see,
I
Rich,
mean,
there you
last
go.
Year, everybody else in America did at least one game, yes. So why not Rich? I'm all in favor of this. Yeah, I'll do anything I can to advance this.
I've been in radio for 40 years, and I think I might pass out if I ever did one inning
well,
of a Red
did,
Sox game.
You did Connecticut Tigers, right?
Connecticut Tigers, Boston Red Sox, same thing.
Same thing, yeah. Isn't that, Sean? Single A in the big leagues?
Yeah, well, you have to start somewhere, but you know, I think if baseball's baseball, man. If you can do single A, you can do Major League Baseball.
And
you're on a very popular talk show here every day, so sure you don't think about how many people are listening. Just do it. So it is. I vividly remember the first Red Sox game I did when I was 25 years old, 1988, on Channel 38 here in Boston, and. I was definitely aware that my heart rate was a lot higher than it usually is. You know, when I decided to come back last year, they were nice enough to invite me back. You know, friends of mine say, why do you want to do that? You know, you're busy enough. And I said, because it's fun, and it's an honor to do Red Sox baseball. Because, you know, it's I think just about any broadcaster in America would leap at the chance. I mean, look at last year. You know, Chris Berman's a national-level broadcaster, has been for a long time. He's a Hall of Fame broadcaster, and he jumped at the invitation when WEEI and the Red Sox invited him. So I consider it an honor and a blessing, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. And as I said, hopefully they'll have a good year. The only negative of last year for me was, you know, coming off the World Series with just about the entire team back, expectations were so high, and you know, it was disappointing that they didn't live anywhere near up to what everybody thought was going to be the 2019 season for them.
Sean, let me ask you, though, about the broadcasting thing. Not that I want to harp on that, but I mean, I was somebody who grew up in Boston listening. It was Ken Coleman. It was Ned Martin. That's what you listened to every day. It was never anybody else. It was those two guys all the time. How hard is it with a three and sometimes four-person booth?
Well, I think the hard part last year for that was for Joe Castiglione, because, you know, he was the one constant who was there just about every night. I know he took a couple of weeks off, but for the most part, he was the one who continually had to adapt to different partners. I don't think it's that hard on the radio. You know, to a large extent, the play-by-play guy's calling the game, and you know, there isn't as much interaction with the other people in the booth as there might be on TV when it's okay to have a conversation over the pictures. So, you know, we had to walk a very fine line last year. We wanted to be more conversational and fun. At least I did when I was there, and I hope that came through, and I think that will be our approach again. But, you know, it's not that difficult. After a little while, you get to learn people's, after a really short period of time, actually, you get to learn the other people's pacing and, you know, what they like to talk about, what they don't want to talk about. A lot of time in the booth, just by looking at the other person's body language, you can tell if this is a topic that they're happy to continue chatting about or if they'd rather that you turn the page to something else.
Tell us something we don't know about Joe at this point.
Joe? Yeah. Oh, gosh. What wouldn't you know after 30, what is it now? I mean, this is his 38th year.
Wow.
And I'm sure you know that. I mean, he's just the nicest man on the planet. You know, he really is. He's cheap. Does that count? No, I'm kidding. I know you were looking for me to say something on the negative side. We tease him about being cheap, but he's really not. And the good thing is that the more that we tease him, the more he actually pays for things. So it's kind of had its intended impact with that continual line of unfair humor directed at him. But he's a prince. You know, he's as nice a person as there is. Now, working with him was the biggest reason why, you know, other than it just being the Red Sox, and why wouldn't you want to do that? But, you know, I've known Joe for a very long time, you know, since I was doing the Red Sox TV pregame shows on NESN back in the mid-80s, and he's as nice a person as there is in sports broadcasting, and he's a dear friend, and I thought it would be great working with him last year. It was even better than I thought, and I have an appreciation that now, you know, even in his mid-70s, yeah, I think his skills haven't diminished at all.
Red Sox broadcaster, ESPN broadcaster Sean McDonough with us here on the Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 101.3thegame.com. Sean, this is my favorite question to ask broadcasters. I'll set it up for you this way. So you've called a lot of sports. You've called football, you've called baseball, you've called basketball, golf, etc. If you can choose, pick any sport, you can give yourself one broadcast partner that you would want to do a game with, who would it be? They can be on no network affiliations. You could do football with Joe Buck. You could do basketball with Gus Johnson. Who would you want to do a game with?
Wow. Well, you know, I would want to work with an analyst, obviously, being a play-by-play person. So as much as I like Joe and Gus, I would we would just be two play-by-play people doing the same job. You know, I've been blessed because, you know, there isn't anybody that out there that I haven't worked with that I would put above people that I have worked with. I mean, you know, one of the great joys in my life was working with Jerry Remy on the Red Sox TV for 9 years. You know, it doesn't really get any better than that. And, you know, the same thing I would say of Bill Raftery in basketball. You know, all the things I said about Joe Castiglione would apply to Raft. I mean, he's as well liked as anybody in our business. And, he's one of my closest friends and still is, even though he's no longer at ESPN. I talked to him, remember, I talked to him about 2 nights ago. So, you know, those would be two. I know you probably asked me for one, but it's hard to pick. It's like asking, you know, which one of your children is your favorite. But, you know, I think I've already worked with people that I could not have had a more pleasant experience with.
Well, 40 games for the Red Sox this year, so you're going to need some time to unwind at some point. So when are you going to come up to Burlington and hang out with us? Because that's going to be a good vacation spot for you, Sean.
Well, you guys sound like a lot of fun, so I'm all for that. Burlington's an awesome place. Vermont's a beautiful state. And why wouldn't you want to come up there? So invite me up for something fun, and if we can do it, we'll do it. Maybe we can find a way to raise some money for a great charity up there.
Awesome. Excellent. He's Sean McDonough, longtime broadcaster for ESPN. You'll hear him on the Red Sox broadcast right here on this station. Sean, thank you so much for your time. We'll have to do it again, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have a blessed weekend. Appreciate you having me on, and hopefully the Red Sox give us all a great season.